That's right. It's the last day of the school week here on CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. First up, President Obama's new jobs plan. Last night, the president unveiled the details of his plan to put more Americans back to work in a speech to both houses of Congress. Mr. Obama's proposal, the cost of which could top $400 billion, comes as the nation's unemployment rate remains stuck at around 9%. So many folks are eager to hear the president's ideas. Here's some of what he had to say.
The purpose of the American Jobs Act is simple: to put more people back to work and more money in the pockets of those who are working. It will create more jobs for construction workers, more jobs for teachers, more jobs for veterans, and more jobs for long-term unemployed. It will provide a tax break for companies who hire new workers, and it will cut payroll taxes in half for every working American and every small business. It will provide a jolt to an economy that has stalled and give companies confidence that if they invest and if they hire, there will be customers for their products and services.
Now, keep in mind, this is the president's plan and it still needs to be approved by Congress. And some members of Congress have been critical of the government spending more money. The top-ranking Senate Republican says he considers this another attempt at policies that have already been tried and don't work.
Government spending were the answer, we'd be in the middle of a boom right now. We've been on a spending spree over the last 2 years that's increased our debt by 35%. We've lost 1.7 million jobs since the last stimulus.
Job creation was one of many topics covered Wednesday night at the Republican presidential debate in Simi Valley, California. Eight candidates faced off on a range of issues, including everything from Social Security to health care reform. The debate was one of several that will take place by the end of the year. The next one is coming up on Monday in Tampa, Florida. You can tune in to watch that live on CNN at 8 p.m. Eastern. We told you yesterday how wildfires are raging across Texas, and we spoke with a woman there who lost her home to the fires. Now, a different part of the country is also facing disaster. What's left of Tropical Storm Lee has moved across the northeastern U.S., triggering some of the worst flooding the area has ever seen. Flash flood warnings were in place Thursday from Washington all the way to western New England. Tens of thousands of people have been told to leave their homes, and at least three people have died.